What did we accomplish? Anything?
They both make sense. I mean, the nuclear, though, you know, I asked the guy, would you build a school next to one? Oh, sure.
Sure, wouldn't send my kids there, but I'd build one for your kids.
Obama
wouldn't send his daughters to a school next to one of the plants he's approving?
I have a mistrust of nuclear plants.
If Bush was doing this, would you be concerned?
Go fishing sometime over there at Hanford. Go over there and walk around. See some of the colors of the landscape, colors unique to that area that you'll never see anywhere else. Oh, yeah.
I don't want to go.
Yeah.
I mean, bluish, greenish.
Now, that was from many years ago, and like you said, they were building bombs. They weren't creating energy, and they were doing it going in kind of blind, not even knowing really what they were doing. Now, they saved our country, you know. We built freedom over there, but there's a lot of stuff. In fact, this morning they're talking about how they're going to cap these things off. They're going to go in there and pave them with asphalt to keep them from leaking all this nuclear waste, all these millions of gallons. I don't know what he's talking about, just a little bit of nuclear waste, because there's lots of it.
Remember the downwinders? You know that name? That's all the people who live near Hanford.
Talk to my buddy
high
who
rates of cancer.
Goes in there and cleans those things and can only do it for so many hours a year. And when they come out, they wand you to see how radioactive you are and when you can go back to work the next day.
That lasts a generation or two, at least.
We've done a better job we can do a better job now. But what we found out was that it costs you $25,000 if you want to put solar panels on your house.
I know. It's crazy.
That's crazy. I don't think it's ever going to get better.
I was more optimistic than the guy who wants you to buy them right now.
Right.
Just saying.
And if is that a one-time deal? I mean, are you not buying power at that point?
No, well, what happens, and it's fascinating how this works, because I did check into it. I got an estimate. You sell power back to the power company. They keep track of how much you make.
What's the rate that you pay?
It's government subsidized. Yeah. It's all kinds of happy, helpful to make you greener thing. What ends up happening is that in the summer months, you make more than you need.
Mm-hmm.
In the winter months, you don't. It kind of balances out. So some people, depending on the size of their house, can do 100% of their power. Not so for me. I have a big TV. But I could do like 75% of the cost of my power would be gone.
But if it costs you $25,000 to put it in,
but it would take about as long as I hope I live
to break even.
So I would be doing it just for the planet. And I need something in it for me.
Right. That's the American way.
Wouldn't that feel good, though, to walk around your neighborhood with
and hold my nose up in the air? Yeah.
The Bob Rivers Show. Bob, Spike, and Joe on 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station. It's time. Spring sale. Your destination for fun. KZOK traffic.
Overall, a really easy. Lee Callahan, 102.5 KZOK. And good morning. This is Jody Brothers with your KZOK news feed. I'm Jody Brothers on KZOK. Now back to the Bob Rivers Show.
This is the Bob Rivers Show. Bob, Spike, and Joe on 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station.
I went to the home of the $25 grilled cheese, and it was packed.
Where is the home of the $25 grilled cheese?
The highest point you can eat in this town, I think.
At the Space Needle?
The top of the Space Needle.
They don't advertise it as the home of the $25 grilled
well,
cheese.
Well, it is. It's the home of the $25 whatever. You can have...
Is grilled cheese $25? Come on.
That's pretty much...
a kid menu price.
Get in there, you know, to eat anything.
No, be fair, Joe.
I'm being fair. And it was good. I'll tell you. I'll give you an honest review.
How about the pickle? Crisp.
No, I didn't have the $25 grilled cheese.
That what your daughter had?
No, she had the $25 orbital nuggets, I think they're called.
Chicken nuggets.
$25 chicken nuggets.
But they're the orbital nuggets.
Do they spin on the plate all by themselves for that kind of price?
They're real breasts, and they're almost a little too real for her.
You're an expert.
What do you mean they're too real for her?
I mean, they're big pieces. They don't short yet. These aren't little prefab
things. So it's breaded
chicken.
Oh, yeah. But it's not like a chicken nugget.
No, it's really good pieces of chicken.
And she didn't like it because she thought chickens were this big.
Yeah. And round.
Yeah.